Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is the Reverend Del Hinton, who is pastor of Gwin Oak Methodist Church in Baltimore and president of the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council. And Del is here to talk to us about her ministries and about CMEC, the council. So, Del, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
I can call you Del because we've known each other for a number of years, and I mean no disrespect, Reverend.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Bill.
Great. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council?
Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, or as some people call it, CMEC, is an incorporated here in the state of Maryland, and it was incorporated as the Maryland Churches United in 1972. The name changed to CMEC in about 1988, but the Maryland Churches United grew out of the Maryland Council of Churches, which was established back in about 1937.
Wow.
And it was the child of the Baltimore Federation of Churches in 1999. So we're affiliated with the National Council of Churches of Christ.
How can someone find out more information about CMEC?
Well, you can actually go on our website, and pretty much everything that I said right there is coming off of our website. Our website is Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, and you look for what says a religious organization, and you'll find us.
Okay. Okay, great. And telephone number?
443-703-6498.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Let's talk about your background in ministry. Are you from Baltimore?
Sort of. I would like preferably say I'm from Maryland. Grew up in Catonsville and Howard County, and then went to school at Morgan State University, and have basically stayed in the urban area since then, either living or working. But yeah, I'm here in Baltimore now.
Awesome. You know where all the bones are buried, right?
Yes.
How long have you been at Gwin Oak?
I've been here at Gwin Oak for approximately 9 years, but in 2019, I also acquired Arlington Lewin United Methodist Church. So I have a two-point charge here in Baltimore City, Gwin Oak
Wow.
United Methodist of Arlington Lewin, and we're called the Gold Charge, C-O-A-L, Gold Charge.
The Gold Charge.
Yeah.
I guess that's increasingly common in a lot of the mainstream churches, right?
Yeah, I think so. At least here in the Baltimore area, we are doing a lot of two-church charges now, and it's becoming more and more common. Well, that's a part of our history as United Methodists, where we've had multiple point charges. It's just that we've become station churches, basically, in the Baltimore area, and now we're going back to two-point and three-point charges.
And you know, it's nothing new for Christian churches, because, you know, there's been circuit riders and there's been all kinds of different arrangements for pastoring.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about your ministry at Gwin Oak and Arlington?
Well, I do part-time with both churches, 50% to each church, and we do worship together. Well, during the pandemic, we did worship together, and now we've gotten back to doing some in-person worship, and we're doing a prayer service over at Arlington at 9 a.m., and here at Gwin Oak, an in-person service inside the sanctuary at 11. Our activities for what we do as ministries has declined a great deal, and we're trying to build that back up as people get a little bit more comfortable with coming out again.
Right.
So, you know, the history before pandemic was that both churches supported their local elementary schools in the area and did whatever they could to support those schools. Our Gwin Oak has had a clothing closet for many years called Winnie's Closet, and has had various nonprofits to utilize the building, including NA and Ava Fields Dance Ministry for children and adults, and all kinds of other things. And Arlington Lewin has done a great deal with making sure that they share their space with other religious organizations so that they could continue to worship in the area. We've been very fortunate at Gwin Oak to continue to engage people of other religions and even other denominations that were always seeking to know others and to become a little bit closer.
That's great. Let's talk about CMEC. I'm not going to pretend I don't know anything about CMEC because I'm a board member too. You've been on a lot longer than I have, and I know that you could tell us, if you please, what is CMEC's relationship to other organizations and partners?
Well, we are an organization of religious bodies here in the Central Maryland area. We include the Episcopals, Lutherans, Roman Catholics, Presbyterians, United Church of Christ, Christian Sciences, and others as they come forward. Our board is about 9 to 12 members, depending on the number of people that we have at the time, but we are basically composed of faith groups. We also are responsible for convening and supporting the Ecumenical Leaders Group, which is all of the adjudicatory or senior leaders, which is like our bishops or executives of these various organizations. So anyone that's on the board of Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, we invite definitely to their executives or bishops to be a part of the Ecumenical Leadership Group.
That's great. And I know, having been a board member and a board member, that CMEC is doing a lot of different things in the community. Could you tell us about some of them?
Well, I first want to emphasize that we are Central Maryland, and so a lot of the work that we do is broader-based. Although our offices are located in Baltimore City, our scope is Maryland. It's not Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. So we do speaker series, and we do all kinds of work that goes beyond Baltimore City. We're not so concentrated about what's happening in Baltimore as we are across the state itself. So we have all kinds of stuff going on. Though it's hard to put it all into words. every time I look up, we're doing something else. But we have done been in support of the Dreamers Act. We've worked with gun control, you know, and all of those kinds of things that cross the spectrum of our faith perspectives. We try to find issues that we can all agree to be supportive of and move forward as a body.
Right. I know that CMEC's been active in environmental preservation.
Oh, absolutely. Several years ago, we put on a Rise and Awake. It was a summit in which we gathered together all of the denominations, and we presented a summit at St. Mary's Ecumenical Institute, in which we presented information on how to be how to develop or support or continue with your green teams within the denomination and locally within your church itself. Some of that material is still there on our website at Central Maryland Ecumenical Council. And it was very, very good. From that, and let me back up for a moment and say that a lot of our inspiration for that came from Rabbi Nina Beth Cardin, who spoke with the ELG about everyone being concerned about creation, and that that was a universal understanding and guiding principle for almost every religion. And so as a result, we did put together this Arise and Awake Summit. But also out of that Arise and Awake Summit, we have continued to work with Rabbi Nina Beth Carden on the Maryland Environmental Human Rights Act Amendment for the Maryland State Constitution that she continues to work on and participate even to this day. Prayerfully, in 2022, we will finally get it to be voted on in both the House and Senate and prayerfully come out.
I know that for all of us on the CMEC, anti-racism and social justice work is really important. Could you tell us a little bit about what other things is CMEC and what other things are you involved in that area?
Well, let me start by saying that our mission is that the CMEC is a Christian community seeking to make the beloved community both visible and real. So having said that, our emphasis is on poverty, racism, and violence. And our work in anti-racism has produced several things. Basically, at this point, we just got finished with a book study that I promoted out of Gwen Oak, and we partnered with some other two other churches. Basically, they were primarily Quaker churches, meeting houses, I should say. And we were able to do a book study on white fragility for about 3 months. But beyond that, we're actively working on anti-racism and all of the things that we can do to make ourselves whole. That leads us to talking about Kenyan nonviolence and what we do in those spheres. Having said that, we just finished a Kenyan nonviolence core training, and we will be having another one come this fall. And we're also inviting Kazu Haga to come and be our guest speaker in the fall to generate some interest and continue to study and apply nonviolence responses to the things that are going on in our society and how to build communities utilizing nonviolently.
Could you talk a little bit about volunteers, donations, congregational membership?
As everyone knows, the pandemic has changed the face of how we do things. So what I would like for everybody to do is to go on our website, find us, and seek our calendar of events. We are still putting things in place for this fall and this coming 2022. Please become a subscriber to the Voyager, our newsletter, and I'll let you know about the things that are coming up. We're always needing volunteers for our in-person activities, so please consider being a part of that. If you go on our website, you will see that we do accept congregations as members to our organization at $100. And if you can pay a little bit more, then that's fine, too. But it allows us to continue to generate work and support for things around the beloved community, its establishment, and its visibility.
Unfortunately, we're now out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time for CMEC and for Gwen Oak and Arlington, please.
CMAC, you would call Central Maryland Ecumenical Council at 443-703-6498. If you are trying to reach either the Gold Charge and myself, you would call 443-803-5116. CMAC can be reached by email at CMEC O-U-N-C-I-L, as in CMEC Council, at gmail.com. You can reach me at Dell_Hinton@comcast.net.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dell. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, the Reverend Del Hinton, who is pastor of the Gold Charge at Gwen Oak Methodist Church and Arlington Lutheran Methodist Church, and president of the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, for being our guest today. Thank you, Del.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for participating with us on the council.
Oh, well, my pleasure, my honor, my grace. For Living in Baltimore, I want to say, let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.